In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We're continuing with volume 26, April 28th, 1929, and we're in the second paragraph, and it begins again. While I was doing this, it should be while I was praying my round in the divine will. Again, praying our the round in the divine will. You know, it says I was doing, but it's really praying. Jesus teaches Luisa that this is the prayer that he's calling all of us to enter into. This praying the round of creation, praying the round of redemption, which is really entering into praying the round in sanctification. So she says, while I was praying the round in the divine will, my sweet Jesus came out from within my interior. So this is important for us to hear. Where is Jesus? He's in the interior of Luisa. He says this often. He'll say, my good daughter, you know, and it reminds me of sacred scripture. When the man said, my good Lord, my Jesus, my good, you're a good man. And he says, why do you call me good? Only God is good. What the Lord is showing us with Luisa too is he's showing us that there's something special with Luisa when he calls her my good daughter. This is something that you're going to begin to understand of who this Luisa Picaretta is. It's a new beginning for all of humanity. This is what's coming. Saint Padre Pio said that the world and the church will focus on Luisa Picaretta in the third millennium. The world and the church will focus on Luisa Picaretta in the third millennium. What does this mean? It's if you're hunting and you've got a scope and you're looking through that scope, you're focused, even though everything is around you, all around you, you're focusing on one thing. Why? This is the most important thing for you at that moment. And St. Padre Pio said the world and the church is going to focus on Luisa Picaretta. All of humanity, basically, when they see Luisa, are going to be astonished. Jesus says to Luisa, when they see you, the world is going to shake. That's in the book of Revelation, the final shaking of the earth. He's going to wake us up. And he says, then mankind will begin to understand what it means to live in the divine will. We have no idea of living in the divine will at this point. We're just getting glimpses. Why? The door, the key, Jesus says to Luisa, you must be the key. What? That the Pope will use to open the door to the kingdom. When that happens, there'll be one church, one flock, one shepherd. It's a new beginning for all of humanity. So Jesus says this, Jesus came out within the interior of Luisa and in the act of wanting to breathe over Luisa. Why? Luisa just prayed in the paragraph before. He says, basically, breathe this life in me. As you breathe this life into Adam, and when you created man in the beginning, in the Garden of Eden, breathe this life in me. We are learning to pray the way Luisa prayed. Why? That's the way Jesus and Mary prayed. They want us to breathe in this abundant life, to come to life again, but not the life of the fallen nature. The life of returning to the womb of the Father. So it says, here Jesus comes out in wanting to breathe over Luisa. Why? Luisa just prayed, please breathe in me. And that's what we're praying too. Lord Jesus, breathe in me. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Breathe this divine life in me again. I want to please you by returning back to what we were before the fall. To live that abundant life that Adam had before the fall. So, and then Jesus tells Luisa, my daughter Luisa, it is our holy divine will that the creature, ascend again back into our womb. So here it is. He says, Luisa, we want you to return again to our womb. We want you to go back to your origin, to begin to live again. Remember when Jesus said, you must be born again. And Nicodemus says, how can we return to our mother, the womb of our mother? See, it's the human understanding. Jesus now shows us to be born again is to return back to the womb of the Father. Do you see what God's doing? He's making us aware of what he wants. He wants us to return to that abundant life that God breathed into Adam. It's not being saying I'm born again and that's it. No, it's every day being born again. And that's what happens when you read the book of heaven. When you read the book of heaven, every day it's because you're becoming more and more attuned to this word of God, this life of God, this light of God, this love of God. You're returning back to this, your origin, filled with the Holy Spirit. So what Jesus is showing Luisa is it is our holy divine will, what God wants, that mankind, humanity, ascend again into the womb. And that's why he says to Luisa, I rose from the dead so that humanity will rise from humanity into sharing into divinity. This is what the priest says every day at Holy Mass, putting the drop of water into the chalice. May we share in the divinity of Christ as Christ humbled himself to share in our humanity, returning back again, ascending to the womb of the Father. She says, I want the soul to ascend again. So here's another part of our prayer. Lord Jesus, I want to ascend again to your eternal womb, the womb of the Father. I want to ascend again back into your creative arms. Why? So that you, Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, may give humanity again your continuous breath, this breathing in this abundant life, bringing us back to abundant life, being born again continuously in the divine will. See, it's not just, you know, like I've heard people say, I'm born again. Now I'm saved. Jesus says it's more than that. I've heard people say, well, I believe in the divine will. Now I possess the divine will. It's more than that. That's just the beginning. That's your first step. What Jesus is asking of us is to enter into this gift that is eternal. It's eternal. Our God is asking us to begin to live this abundant life. So he's looking at us and he's asking us, how are you doing this? How are you getting back to where I want you to be? And those who have the book of heaven say very basically, I listen to you every day. I read faithfully every day, and you're teaching me how and why I'm going back to the kingdom, how and why I'm breathing in this Ruah of God, this breath of God, how and why you, Lord, are teaching me every single day. And I love it. It's entering into this abundant life is what our God is asking of us to do. So here is, again, my daughter, Luisa. It is our divine will, it is our divine want that the soul ascend again back into our divine womb, back into our creative arms. This is what God is asking. Why are we returning back to the womb of the Father? So that Jesus says the triune God can give again this continuous breath, keeping us not just alive, but one with him. And in this continuous breath, to give the current that generates all goods, that generates all joys, that generates all happinesses, which is heaven. See, Jesus says, if you're worried, fearful, anxious, complaining, and negative, you're not going to heaven. You can't get to heaven. You haven't ascended to live that peaceful, joyful, happy life. This continuous breath of God. When you read the book of heaven every day, you're expanding your understanding or God's expanding your understanding as you read, as you study, as you put this into practice. It's a new beginning every single moment. It's a new birth every single moment. It's not the same. See, as humans in the fallen nature, even though we have been redeemed, we see things as constant. You know, we see, okay, it's the same weather, it's the same food, it's the same. In heaven, it's always new. And that's why when you read the book of heaven, when you read the word new, you should read God. A new heavens and a new earth. It's God's heaven, God's earth. It's abundant life. It's more beautiful the next day than it is today. More beautiful today than the day before. It's abundant life that's coming. So God is asking us to live this abundant life with everything new and beautiful and holy. Basically, it generates in us all divine goods, all divine joys, all divine happinesses. That's what God is doing. And this isn't ordinary. This isn't, it's never the same. It's more beautiful than the day before, more abundant. And that's why when you're reading the book of heaven, I love the calendar because every day he fills us with more light, more life, more love. As you read, he expands your capacity to say, I'm not done yet with you. I want to fill you every day for all eternity. I'm never going to be done with you. I'm going to fill you continuously. You're going to live, as St. Thomas Aquinas says, in that eternal awe of God for all eternity. Entering into this awe of who you are, who God is, and who we are. God is everything. And we really are nothing. And he wants to share with these nothings his everything. What God has got planned is heaven. So he says, I want you to begin to live this abundant life now before you die. Live it now so that when you die, you're already there. You're already there with peace, joy, and happiness. He's asking us to begin to live this abundant life. And he needs us just to say fiat. He needs us to say, yes, Lord, I want what you want. And when we do that, great things happen. Amazing things happen. So Jesus says, but for us trying God to be able to give this breath, this rule of God, man must live in our divine will. So this is why he gave us the book of heaven. He's teaching us how and why we have the book of heaven, to live in the divine will. Because Jesus says, only in the divine will can humanity receive it. We, God, give it. And we, Jesus says, we triune God give this gift, and humanity, those that live in the divine will, receive it. So we have to learn how to do this. This is what's so essential. Jesus says to Louisa that you are the key. You must be the key. This is the key the Pope will use. He has the key. God did this right from the beginning with Peter, giving the keys. One key was to open the door to the kingdom. The other key was to lock up the human will, not to have life anymore. See, it's to enter into this abundant life. Jesus is going to do this. And all he asks us to do is to say, fiat, let it be done as you wish, as you want. This is what we say to Jesus. So we'll end with a prayer. May the blood that flowed upon the wood of this cross free us from our human will, that we live in God's holy divine will always. We ask this in Jesus' name, under the mantle of Mary, through the intercession of Louisa, and we pray that all the little children of the holy divine will become divinely healed. And we pray this prayer becomes God's command, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you.